Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Got to get that new KISW face mask. Put it on your face. Stop the COVID. And you got two different styles, man. You can actually get the skull design, or you can get the camo design. Either way, you got the rock on your face, and that will help out nurses all across our state. Proceeds help them out with their education, lots of resources. And, of course, it tells COVID you're not effing around, okay? So get it done. Buy that mask at KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Turn down for tequila.
Tequila.
It's
tequila.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, I wrote it down tequila, but then I went with tequila.
I have no idea what the hell's wrong with him. It's very simple.
I'm trying to get it right.
It's been a long day. It's not even seven, but I agree. I'm not going to disagree with you.
Okay.
I mean, we're fresh off of Monday, which apparently I did not realize this, but apparently it's called Blue Monday, the most depressing day of the year. Yesterday.
Wow.
So we got past it.
Wait, why is that? It's Martin Luther King Day. It's a holiday. Why is that more the most depressing day of the year?
I think just because, you know, the bills are piling in post-Christmas.
The third Monday of the new year of January. January usually never ends, and it takes forever. And then, holiday bills and everything.
I get that there's a Tuesday in January that sucks, but, I mean, a long weekend, a Monday and a long weekend.
Not everyone gets the long weekend, man.
That's a good point. I can get behind that. I saw the mailman working yesterday, which was weird.
Was he?
I saw a mail truck in my, you know, I didn't get any mail, but I saw a mail truck in my cul-de-sac.
Dude, I swear I think the mail guy just uses the mail truck just driving around. Sometimes I'm just like, why? What's going on? You're supposed to have this day off.
So I'm not crazy.
I know Amazon was still delivering yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, look
Shout
at
out
that.
To my Amazon delivery driver. Did not know he was a listener until I got my package out and then said, I love the show on the package. I thought that was awesome.
Wow.
I was like, well, cool. So I don't know who you are, but thanks for listening.
I've never had anybody write that on the package they've ever delivered to me. And so either A, they know the show and hate me, or, I'm not just as popular as Steve.
And maybe just rest assured on that one, then.
Come to Puyallup, man. There are a lot of rockaholics live in Puyallup.
It's true. Yeah, I mean, Puyallup's got a lot going for it, and then you're there. So, I mean, that's the yin and yang of it all. That's the problem.
Rude. Sorry. Let's get to our contestant today.
Sorry.
We got Isaac and DuPont. Isaac, are you there?
I sure am.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Isaac will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Isaac, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Portrayed by Matt Frewer in the 80s, who is known as the first computer-generated TV personality?
Pass.
Who played Carol Brady in the sitcom The Brady Bunch?
Pass.
How many quarts are in a gallon?
Four.
Yes. In what decade was Janis Joplin born?
50s.
No.
40s.
Yes. The headquarters of Twitter are found in what California city?
Los Angeles.
No.
San Francisco.
Yes. What is the name of Peter's wife in the animated TV show Family Guy?
Lois.
Yes. What letter is next to the L on a standard QWERTY keyboard?
Say again?
What letter is next to the L on a standard QWERTY keyboard?
K.
Yes. Which two slasher movie villains ended up versus one another in a 2013 film?
Freddy versus Jason.
Yes. Who is the captain of the Enterprise on the on Star Trek The Next Generation?
Picard.
Yes. What movie starring Dolly Parton was released in 1980?
I don't know.
All right. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Correct.
It's going to be a close one. I think it's going to go to Steve, though.
You think it's going to go to Steve?
Yeah, I think Steve knows a couple of these that he doesn't know.
Oh.
That's the problem, I think, yeah.
It'll be a close one, I feel. I have to agree with you on that one. Steve?
I'm going to say Steve does two better.
Oh, wow.
That's what I'm going to say.
All right, then.
And I'm betting breakfast. Who's with me?
Not this guy.
Oh, on a Tuesday, two better.
Yeah.
It's a two for Tuesday.
It's a toes day, Steve.
Oh, that's right. I do toe better.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Portrayed by Matt Frewer in the 80s, who was known as the first computer-generated TV personality?
Max Headroom.
Yes. Yes. Who played Carol Brady in the sitcom The Brady Bunch?
Florence Henderson.
Yes.
Nice.
How many quarts are in a gallon?
How many quarts? I don't know. 16.
No.
Two.
No.
Six.
No.
Nine.
No. In what decade was Janis Joplin born?
The 40s.
Yes. The headquarters of Twitter are found in what California city?
San Francisco.
Yes. What is the name of Peter's wife in the animated TV show Family Guy?
Alice.
No.
Lois.
Yes.
Yes.
What letter is next to the L on a standard QWERTY keyboard?
M.
No.
N.
No. P. No. Which two slasher movie villains ended up versus one another in
Jason versus Freddy.
Yes. Who is the captain of the Enterprise on Star Trek The Next Generation?
Captain Picard.
Yes. What movie?
Thank you, BJ.
What You're movie welcome. Starring Dolly Parton was released in 1980?
9 to 5.
Yes. And Steve, you win 8 to 7.
Oh. Oh, sorry about that, Isaac.
It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. I'll cry myself to sleep tonight.
Oh.
I know you were
sorry.
By the way,
still playing your song.
Second bet that Rev would have won if he had taken it.
Yes.
Fear is a motivator in Rev's life.
Well, you know, things would have been different if he bet.
Would they have been?
I don't know.
Yeah. Would you have gotten that there are four quarts in a gallon?
Yes.
Because Isaac got that one.
See, totally would have.
He could have just totally randomly guessed that, and I would have been completely screwed.
Say what you want. I'm keeping track of all of the bets you turned down that you would have won. Just to let you know, when you don't take a chance, you're a loser.
Well, all right.
So you're two for two now?
Yeah, you can keep doing that. I'm not. That's not occupying any space in my brain. So
it will. Because every time I bring it up, and the fact I keep bringing it up will occupy a space in your brain. I went on a two for Tuesday with Tokila.
Yes. The other one that you did miss, the letter that is next to the L on a standard QWERTY keyboard, is the K.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Isaac got that
down, and you are right.
Thank you.
Good job, Steve.
And good job on your win.
Oh, and I'll get a little information because we were wondering why you saw the mail truck and all that kind of stuff. Apparently, according to Albert, his family works for the U.S. Postal Service, and Amazon packages have to be delivered every single day, and something like a third of Amazon packages go through USPS. So their new workers usually have to work on the holidays and the Sundays to deliver Amazon parcels.
Oh, wow. So here they are.
Oh.
They would normally get holidays off, but because Amazon runs the world, they have to work.
Yeah.
And I suppose if you're the post office, what are you going to do? I mean, you can't tell Amazon no, because that's, they're helping your business.
Yeah, a lot of people say postal trucks are used by Amazon to make deliveries.
That's why I didn't get any mail yesterday, because I got nothing from the smile.
So they were just doing that.
Yeah. That's it. See, I'm not liking my neighbor even more. My neighbor gets all the gifts every, he gets all the packages.
Well, you could solve that problem is by ordering more stuff on Amazon, then you'll be getting stuff all the time.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I get it. But I'm also trying to be responsible. You know what I mean? But see, it's still...
You can't have it both ways, BJ. You don't one
feel,
or the other.
You don't feel sad when you see the truck in your cul-de-sac or whatever, and you don't, and it's not for you?
No, every time I've seen the truck, it's stopping at my house. I feel like we are... ever since having a baby, it's just like every day there's something new coming.
You're the neighbor that I hate.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I mean, I know I haven't ordered anything, but I don't know. Maybe somebody ordered me something. You can do that. You can order something for people and send it to their address on Amazon.
Yeah, so that's we'll just send you diapers since you're jealous of Steve and getting
we'll get you those night diapers that way because they're extra absorbent.
Exactly. And you guys think that's a joke, but at my age, at some point, I'm going to stockpile those babies. I'll probably need them. You know, laugh all you want. You know, I'm getting closer and closer to infancy.
That's the scary part when the gag gift turns into actually being a beneficial gift.
Ready to come up with something else? Yeah, all the old stuff that you get, you know, with all the parties, like, you know, when you're over the hill parties.
Yeah.
So, like, I saved all that stuff because it's like, I'll need it someday, kids.
One day I'm going to use this.
Yes, I am.
Joke's on you.
And who gets the last laugh? Hey, we've got a lovely song for you right here. It's a cool little interpretation of the Star Wars Imperial March song. And I love what this guy did because he used a toaster, two toothbrushes, and a typewriter to do this iconic tune.
I really dig that new Radiohead song.
Yeah. So like, look, industrial music.
I'm watching the video with you, Steve, and I don't even understand. So
he didn't play on them. He actually like hacked the mechanism to make the sounds. So it's all like done computerized.
Oh, all right.
It's pretty impressive.
I guess so. I'm not sure I quite understand it, but I'm going to go with it on this.
Technology, BJ.
Yeah.
I mean,
so he
used a microcontroller and a rubber band to control the electromagnet inside the toaster to move the bread slot up and down. And then by turning the magnetic field on at the frequency of each note, I can create up and down movements, which by a byproduct is a melody.
Oh,
that's some next level stuff.
All righty.
So this is, they don't drug test when you're in science.
Okay. Apparently. And so he was able to make the percussion with the typewriter and then also some vibration with the toothbrush. Is that the idea? Okay. One of those, you know, okay.
And then the stomping sound, I guess, was just the toaster oven.
Okay.
So he just like, yeah.
I'm okay with it, I guess. I
Why aren't you hating this? You love Kraftwerk.
I know, but I...
And you love Star Trek.
Well, first of all, it's Star Wars.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And he puts little googly eyes on everything, so it makes it even more awesome.
Yeah,
it's
horrible. I'm not a googly eyes fan. I know that's a generation, multiple generations after me. I'm not a googly eyes guy.
Do one time, on a quick side note about googly eyes, I think it was either Castle or someone from the men's room. They must have got their hands on a bag of them. I came in one day, and everything in my office that had eyes... was replaced with googly eyes. So, like, the frame picture of, like, me and my wife, all of a sudden we have googly eyes, and, like, the Taylor Swift calendar that's from, like, 2016 that I still have hanging up.
Yeah, I understand.
Well, I mean, eventually it's going to be...
Oh, no, you can't get rid of that.
Taylor's eyes are all googly eyed. I was like, what the hell happened?
You got googly eyed.
That's right.
Yeah. I want you to know that as I am actually, you know, having my issues in life, or anybody that's listening to loud music, this is a real tough time for us folks with this COVID because people are wearing masks. And I don't know what the hell anyone's talking about anymore.
Dude, every time we go to Whole Foods, it seems like they're especially because I don't know why, but every time I think it's because they're just more talkative than some of the other places we go. And they ask me questions and I just look at them and I'm like, no idea what you just said. There's a shield. There's a mask. And I look at my wife, I'm like, what? What? I feel like the old guy. I'm like, what did she just say? She said, how was your day? I'm like, tell her it's good.
Dude, if your wife gets it and you didn't get it, you are coming to my territory. Because that's how it started for me. I just thought, it never occurred to me that I kept checking with people.
Oh. Well, my hearing shot from music.
Yeah, that's the issue. Yeah. So you know what I'm talking about. Bryan Cranston, you know him, right?
Yeah, Walter White.
Yeah, he was a guest on Jimmy Kimmel, and he told Jimmy, yeah, man, he cannot understand people at all due to these masks and shields.
You know what I noticed is that at 64, almost 65 now, I've been to my fair share of rock concerts, I didn't realize how much I depended upon lip reading to hear people's comments in a
same here.
I'm telling
here.
It's like I have no idea what you're saying.
Yeah, you know, I feel that so much.
Isn't that bizarre? See, that, you know, that was me. I mean, I found out in the middle of a convention moderating a panel when I could not hear anything being said. It was the most terrifying moment of my life. That's when I knew that I relied on lip reading because I was like, how is it I can't understand these guys? And then eventually I go to the ear person and they go, yeah, you know, people really, they lip read before they know they're lip reading. They have no idea that that helps them. They think they're hearing really good.
And also you just don't know if someone's smiling at you now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why, but that's just such a weird thing. Like, you're like, that person's smiling at me? I'm not sure.
I just feel dumb because I automatically smile at people, and then I realize they can't see me. So what am I doing?
And that's an important thing to do, because if you lock eyes with somebody, a smile will be like, oh, okay, he's cool, he's not a weirdo. Now with the mask on, well, I mean, you know, just a pleasant smile.
Right.
You know.
Now I feel like I'm about ready to fight someone in Mortal Kombat all the time. Like, exactly. What are they doing?
Finish him.
You ever do the... sometimes, like, when someone looks at me, I stick my tongue out at them, but I know they can't see it, so I'm like, argh.
That's actually pretty funny.
You're not the only one.
Okay. You know what? You're not wearing a mask now, so I see you every time you do that. Yeah, it doesn't
matter. Nothing too, like, excessive, because then they would see, like, some weird things popping through the mask.
Yeah, it would look like you were, it would look like you were aroused.
It's more like a little, I don't know, like a little snake.
Okay, that's not even, why did I look at you? Why did I do these things?
I didn't tell you to.
I know, you're right there, though. You know, you're in my periph. What can I do? Okay, there he is. I did it again. All right, I'm done. God, that's the weirdest looking thing.
Especially from, like, the profile. Yeah.
Danny, you should record him a bit. You know, get some video of him doing that so that other people can suffer. Oh, no. Apparently I do.
Well, that's a you thing.
Yeah, just don't look at him. Do you notice that I always just kind of look at him in my peripheral?
You
I don't look at him.
You never look at anybody or pay attention to the show.
Exactly.
It's easy for you.
Live my life. It's much better.
All right. Okay. And then the sound doesn't make it any better.
Oh, you could hear that?
Yeah, your mask. You don't have a mask on, remember?
That's what little Tater Tot now, she does. Like, we communicate that way. She'll sometimes look at me while she's eating, and she gets a smile, and then she sticks her tongue out, and then, like, bangs it from side to side in her mouth, going, and I do it back at her.
Yeah. That's right. That's how you're teaching her to communicate, so she's going to have a great life.
Yeah. Well, don't worry, I got issues with her, though.
Wait, how do you have issues with your child? She's your golden child. She's your apple of your eye.
She's a show-off. She knows how to roll her R's already.
Oh,
wow.
I don't know how to roll my tongue, and she's already going like all the
time. Okay, I was looking at you again.
She just goes around all the time.
I want to teach her Spanish.
Good.
Wow. She can speak it.
Well, good.
Well, my wife, then she does, and the two of them are doing it. And then my wife looks at me and goes, does it bother you that a 1-year-old can do something that you can't? I'm like, yeah, actually, it kind of does.
Yeah. And now they have their own little R rolling group, and you're not in.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, buddy.
And she uses it like when she's happy or mad. Like if she like wakes up and she's grumpy, she's like,
Almost like a growl.
Yeah.
Aww.
To be fair, Lily forgot how to roll her R's. She used to do it when she was a baby. So maybe you might be able to teach her like later, like, haha, you can't do it now because you forgot.
Well, now that's my goal, is to figure out how to do it.
Oh, you haven't been able to do it for what? How many years you're on the planet? No.
I know. But now I have motivation.
Well, Vicky's a good tutor. I mean, she knows the language. See?
I tried that. It's like, I can't do it.
You got to imagine your tongue vibrating.
Can you oil yours?
Yes.
Prove it.
Prove it? Yeah, prove it. Okay.
Yeah, everyone but Steve.
Yeah.
Can your daughter do it? Yeah. And your son?
Yeah.
Everyone.
You know why? Because they're normal humans.
Huh.
Even a baby can do it.
I mean, you're right.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Steve.
It's probably a YouTube tutorial.
Don't worry, though. I'm sure there's probably some sort of support you can get out there. They're giving a lot of stimulus checks for people. Maybe there's one for people who can't roll their R's.
Oh, there we go. There's a how to roll your R's on YouTube.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Three easy steps.
All right. Well, you got a very attractive woman right there. At least, if anything, you get to at least watch a pretty girl try to tell you what a loser you are when you can't do it.
And this guy, he uses Chewbacca as a reference.
Oh, well, that's it. Anyway, that girl's doing it with her butt in that thing, and she can't even do it. With her butt, and you can't even do it normally. All right. Hey, we got a question for you. Why would a guy legally change his name to Celine Dion? You're going to find out. You'll hear from him at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So a few weeks back, we're telling you about this dude, Thomas. He was from England, got so drunk on Christmas Eve that he legally changed his name to Celine Dion. And he forgot all about it until he got the paperwork in the mail. And he's like, oh, boy.
How drunk did you get that you remember doing this?
Very. He does say he is going to keep the name. He's going to keep calling himself Celine Dion. Thomas ended up being a guest on Ellen's show last week and talked about the whole thing.
Christmas Eve daytime, I had a friend drop me around a magnum of champagne. I was sat there watching TV and I thought I'll have one or two glasses. Anyway, next thing you know, I was watching a bit of the best Celine Dion. I don't remember at this point how much I drank. I just remember I was having a lovely time. And at the end of the night, I thought I'd put myself to bed. But I just thought it was a normal night. I had a bit of a hangover, had a sandwich, got over it, and just cracked on with Christmas.
And that is not what happened, sir. You legally changed your name to Celine Dion.
Yeah, I'm looking at the video of this, and it shows the change of name deed, and he's now known as Mr. Celine Dion.
Wow. So Ellen asks him, okay, you know, what happened when you found out about this?
When did you realize you changed your name to Celine Dion?
So it wasn't until a few days later, got a post, went into the kitchen, there was one letter that looked rather important. As I read through, it informed me that I'd obviously changed my name from Thomas Dodd to Celine Dion.
Okay, and you have no memory of this at all?
Nothing at all.
That's nuts. That is, I mean,
Did you keep it?
No, I'd be like, no way, I'm changing that back. That's insane.
Part of me would want to keep it, though, for like when I'm making like reservations, like, well, who's going to be under? Yes. Celine Dion. Really? I'm like, yes, actually, yes.
Is that so you can get a better seat at Karma Indian for the only reason?
I mean, anywhere, yeah. Maybe right. Go to a hotel. It's Celine Dion. Mr. Yeah. Celine Dion here.
Yeah.
No? Not even for that reason.
No, not even for that
reason. I mean, it's not. Okay. Yeah, no. Celine Dion in the mornings.
Yeah.
I'm sure the Rockaholics would love that.
They would love that. You're absolutely right. I hadn't thought about that. See, that's a great name change. Yeah, I'll think about it. Yeah.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
You be Celine Dion, I'll be Whitney Houston.
Oh, Celine and Whitney in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Danny, what are you going with?
Well, since you already took my Titanic Celine Dion, I'm just going with Britney Spears.
Britney Spears.
Okay.
I want to be Cher.
There you go.
Whoa. Oh, look at that prima donna over here. Only wants one name.
Yeah, that's what she's going to get. All right, Rip, how about you?
Paula Abdul. Hello. Get to dance with MC Scat Cat.
All righty. Well, you do like to dance with Scat Cat, as it were.
Of all guys, that goes with the Scat Cat.
Yeah, that would be him.
The Rev.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute.
Well, I got news for you. We're not drunk and we're thinking about this, but this guy did get drunk, did change his name to Celine Dion. So, based on this, we want you to finish this sentence. I got so wasted that I once did blank. What stupid thing did you do while you were drunk? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Finish this sentence. I got so wasted that I once did blank. Your calls, your texts after Linkin Park.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
So this dude got so drunk that he changed his name to Celine Dion. Has no memory of it, but it's legal. He's officially Celine Dion. So based on this, we want you to finish this sentence. I got so wasted that I once did blank. What stupid thing did you do while drunk? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Sean in Bellingham. Sean, you are on The Rock.
Good morning, BJ and Mix.
Yo. Hey, Sean, so how about you? What stupid things you do while you were drunk?
Well, my 21st birthday about 10 years ago, I just been getting really into soccer really heavily. And naturally, I went out on my birthday and got wasted and decided to do a little Cristiano Ronaldo knee slide on the concrete.
Oh!
Ouch.
Yeah, he does that on the... Doesn't he do that on the pitch?
Yeah.
Dude, how bad was that?
Well, it knocked off a bunch of flesh on my knees, naturally.
Damn,
dude. One of my knees is pretty messed up now.
Oh, damn, dude. Wow. Well,
10 years later, I've still got some problems with my right knee, and it was a fun night.
Damn, man. You know, this is why parents get worried when their kids turn 21, because they just know they have really, I mean, if they've done their job as parents, they think, my child's never drank the way they're going to drink tonight. And you almost really wish they were drinking beforehand, so at least they have some idea how to handle it. But if you've never really gotten after it, you do dumb things like that. And now, I mean, 10 years later, the dude's knee is still wrecked.
Yeah, you have a constant reminder of being a drunken idiot.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And then we've all been there at some point, I guess.
Yeah.
One person texted saying, I was sad and alone on drunk on Christmas. Ordered $80 worth of food by myself. When it arrived, I thought I received someone else's order in addition to mine. Nope. I drunk ordered $80 worth of food. I'm a single petite chick, and I don't eat that much.
Oh, man.
Leftovers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ted and I have done that where we've been drunk, and the times I've stayed over his house, and we just get really ambitious in what we think we're going to eat, and we order so much food, and then it shows up back, like when the Uber Eats type place had started, and it's like a bunch of sushi, some Krispy Kreme donuts, and an entree from the Ram. And I'm like, what did we do?
That's insane.
Like, why did we do this? And it was like hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
But you, especially when they first started, where they could bring anything to you. That's like, I mean, of course you're going to abuse that and be drunk right at the same time. Forget about it.
Because it's like several years ago when it wasn't called, like, it wasn't Uber Eats or DoorDash. I don't even know what it was called. He just said, there's a service that will pick up our food. It's like, it's a ridiculous delivery charge, but I'm like, let's do it. And I was like, well, if we're going to get them to do it, we might as well get a bunch of stuff. And so we just started, like, ordering enough. We had so many avocado rolls. I don't even know what to
make. Oh, I love avocado rolls.
Yeah, so do we, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, man, I want some. Let's go to Johnny in Tacoma. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Johnny, you're on The Rock.
Morning, everyone.
Morning, Johnny. Hey. How about you? You were wasted. What did you do?
Oh, man. Yeah, so I was so wasted that I woke up in a German hospital handcuffed to a gurney.
There we go.
Were you in Germany in the first place, or this was a super epic night?
That would be so.
Yeah, no, I was stationed in Germany at the time. This was like 2017, and it was during a rock festival called Rock Am Park. It was in Nuremberg. And, you know, they had big names out there. They had Volbeat, Tenacious D, Hailstorm.
Oh, yeah.
Ozzy was there. So it was Friday night. It was the first night of the festival. You know, I'm jamming out. I'm taking back whiskey like it's nothing.
Yep.
And about one or two shows before Ozzy went on, I was like, dang, I get to see Ozzy for the first time in my life. Still didn't happen.
Oh, that's the worst.
I only assumed that I was on the ground and I got escorted out with an ambulance. And then, yeah, next thing I knew, I'm waking up in this bright room, handcuffed to the dang gurney. And I'm like, oh my goodness, what did I possibly do?
So the handcuff was just so you wouldn't get away. You weren't in any legal trouble, were you?
As far as I know, no.
Yeah.
Well, I'm assuming it's just like standard protocol, having a drunk guy on a gurney. Just don't want him running away. You know what I mean?
That would be like a moment of nerves, like, though, when you get to the airport, you're like, I hope they let me leave the country. I assume I'm okay to leave this country.
You're absolutely right. You're in a foreign country, and you wake up handcuffed to a bed. I immediately think of every bad movie I've ever seen.
Right.
And I'm hoping, God, I hope Liam Neeson comes and gets me.
Have you ever missed a band because you passed out at a concert?
Yeah.
I did that with NOFX one time. I had way too many shots, and I didn't wake up in a hospital, but I woke up in the field with my hat missing and one of my shoes missing, and I was like ready. I was like, where's NOFX? Oh, they played 2 hours ago, dude.
Oh. There was one time during Radiohead I passed out. I ate too many pot cookies, and I passed out in the middle of the set, and then missed pretty much all of it. But the one time I remember, it was back when I worked at the End, and we were doing an End Fest, I think at the Gorge, and I proceeded to just, because we had rooms for us, when we were camping, I believe. I just got so hammered all day long. I was drinking. I remember I had Snapple bottles with like a splash of Snapple and just filled with vodka and just chugging and chugging. I did interviews with all these bands, had a great time. Interviewed your boys in Good Charlotte.
So
did a really fun interview with them. And they're like, are you going to make sure you come watch us on the side stage? I'm like, absolutely. And the last thing I remember is sitting on the lawn and they walk by and go, are you coming? The bassist. He's like, you coming to see us? I'm like, not going to make it. And it just passed out right after that.
Nice.
Wow. That was the thing I remember saying. Later on, one of the coworkers was like, yeah, you just point blank told the guys you're not going to go see them perform. I'm like, no, I didn't. And I guess I just said, not going to make it. Just lay down. And that was it for the rest of the night.
That is so awesome. That is fantastic. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Josh and Graham, you are on The Rock.
Good morning.
Good morning, Josh. How about you? What was it that you did that was dumb when you were drunk?
I ate a 24 box of Twinkies thinking it would sober me up.
Oh, I love this guy. I mean, you'd figure the sponge would maybe absorb the alcohol. I kind of almost understand that.
How many boxes?
Well, it was a 24 box. I was playing the game 21, the bluffing game with the dice. And I'm a horrible, horrible liar, so my buddies were absolutely destroying me, and I saw in the kitchen there was a box of Twinkies, and I was like, hey, the carbohydrates, they're going to sober me up, not knowing sugar actually enhances the alcohol effect.
Whoops!
So I went to town with it.
Oh, I love Twinkies, though. I would have done it just for the hell of it. I would have been right there with you, man. And instead, you got more trash from the Twinkies.
So what's your take on Twinkies now? Can you eat them?
No, I have never touched another Twinkie.
I didn't think so.
After that game.
I wish I could say that.
We'll get drunk and eat a box of 24 Twinkies.
Oh, yeah, that's what I need. I love that, man. Oh, that's so fantastic.
I see your daughter's in the room.
Oh, great.
Sarah. What haven't I done being drunk?
I know. I think we can all go around and share our favorite, Sarge. I'll start. My favorite, I think, was you jumping into the taco truck.
Oh, yeah.
Because you were trying to impress a guy that worked inside of it.
And it was so warm in there, and it was so cold outside. So I thought I could climb through the window.
What's your favorite drunk, Sarah?
Oh, my favorite drunk story was when I went to go visit my buddies in Boston. I talk about radio stories, but because we're in the same bar as Sarah, all they wanted to do was talk about my drunken daughter.
Yeah, I was a little feisty that night.
I mean, she was so, like, everybody at the bar was like, who is this ridiculously ratchet blonde? And I'm like, finally go, guys, that's my daughter. She was going to meet us here. And they were really, they felt bad. These two old radio guys, they go, look at that ratchet. And I'm like, that's my goddamn daughter.
That's somebody's daughter. Yeah, mine.
Yeah.
I didn't think you looked that good that night. Sorry. Yeah.
And they thought I was joking. And then they were like, no, it really is my daughter. And they felt horrible for the rest of the night. They were like, oh, I'm so sorry. They were like, we really thought it was just some, you know, random ratchet moron.
We're sorry for saying that, and we're sorry that's your daughter.
Yeah, that's how it went.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's how it went. Yeah.
All right, Danny, what's your favorite Sarah Chung story?
Oh, it was me when we went to Boston, and Joey and her cousin did not let her have another shot. And I just look over at the bar, and she's just crying, and I have to calm her down. Dad won't let me have another
I made a whole scene at this rooftop bar, and the only one that was comforting me was Danny, and so I was just in his arms sobbing.
But then I had to leave, and then she falls down. They get home, and she wakes up with a frozen pizza that she demanded Joe buy her on the couch of her hotel room the
next
morning.
Joey was the man.
But did you have a way to cook this frozen pizza?
I think he cooked it in my microwave for me.
Oh, no.
But then didn't need it.
But then, yeah.
I wouldn't need a microwave frozen pizza.
Oh, no. The next morning? Oh, it was amazing. When I woke up in my full outfit from the night before, shoes included, and there was a nice pizza waiting for me? Yeah.
Ricky, do you have a favorite Sarah Trent story?
Oh, favorite as in I had a good time that night? No, but favorite as in the favorite story I like to tell is when we went to Chicago by ourselves and we meet up with this bachelor group. It was like a bachelor party and we proceeded to get really drunk with them. And then I ended up falling asleep outside of an ER in Chicago on the floor, mind you, on the ground outside.
Because I demanded we go to the ER with this bachelor group that had one of the men had gotten injured because I really wanted to screw a different man. Yeah. So we went to the hospital with them.
But I was so drunk and so exhausted. I'm like, I just need to lay down. And I laid down on the sidewalk using the curb as a pillow. And then when I finally woke up, I'm like, we're out of here. And then we get to the hotel room and she ends up bitching at me for the next hour.
Oh, yeah. You C-blocked her.
Yeah.
She's like, you could have left me. I'm like, well, they hadn't even seen the guy. Yeah. They hadn't even seen the guy. He hadn't gotten his stitches yet. And it was 4:30 in the morning. And she's like, well, they had a fist back at their hotel room. Like, I'm going to let her go to the hotel room by herself.
Yeah.
Nothing bad would happen.
No. Right. And she's like, you could have left me do it. Oh, God. It got so bad.
These are all great stories.
All right, Rab, do you have a favorite Sarah Trent story?
All of these are pretty fantastic. But maybe at my housewarming when she got so drunk, she dropped her phone in my toilet and ruined it.
Are any of these the story that you're going to share?
No, that's probably not it.
Yeah. That's awesome.
None of those are my favorite.
Sarah. Yeah. This is going to slowly turn into an intervention.
I know. This is making me feel like maybe I have some problems.
This is the best intervention ever.
Yeah.
Mine got sad and mopey. It's fun.
Yeah. Mine was just, you know, when I decided to try to race my friend to go from bar to bar and I ate it, smashed my face into the pavement, and then got rushed to the hospital and had to get stitches.
And you showed up to work with a black eye.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah. I looked hardcore for like a week, but I still got a scar.
Yep.
That was my favorite.
I'm a proud father.
That was one of those nights where you're in and out, so I kind of like didn't really realize what was happening, and then I just woke up to someone stitching my eye.
Oh!
Yeah. And I was man. Where am I? What's happening?
That's a very confusing moment.
It was very confusing. A little scary.
Yeah.
But I'm good, and I'm so much fun.
Yeah,
right?
That's it.
Right?
Yeah, that's the word.
Okay.
I love that we all had different stories.
Yeah.
And none of them were your favorite.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
As a father, I love it a lot.
Sorry.
Well, we go from that delightful moment to Gwyneth Paltrow's privates that exploded. Yes. Gwyneth Paltrow's privates exploded and nearly set a woman's home on fire. What the hell am I talking about? You'll find out at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.